This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of the last month of the year. And our first guest is a friend of ours for many, many years and is a television legend. This man created Laugh-In, Real People, became responsible for television shows like A Salute to Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Cher, Sammy Davis Jr. George Schlatter will be joining us. If you like the entertainment business, you're going to love this interview. And he's talking about a brand new book he has out called Still Laughing, A Life in Comedy. And then we'll talk to Dr. Andrew Cutler and Andrea Yu in our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
That familiar music. That, of course, is from the legendary television show Laugh-In, a show that changed television starting in the late 60s and going right in through the 70s. A totally new kind of viewing style. And our guest, the man who created that, and a television legend. Every time I have a guest on, people say, who's your favorite guest? And I always say, it's the movers and the shakers, not the ones that you always see on the camera. And our next guest is that and more. I had the honor of meeting him back in the early 80s on the Real People train when I owned a radio station up in Northwest Pennsylvania. And maybe 15, 20 years since he and my partner and best friend Ed McMahon and I worked together on Next Big Star, he's done it all. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is George Schlatter. Hi, George. How are you, my friend? Good to hear
I'm
your
voice. I'm better. I love that buildup. I sound more important than I thought I was.
Well, I got to tell you, George, and I mean this sincerely, I get a lot of books, and people say, read the book and tell me what you think. You said that to me. I read the book cover to cover twice. This is a great book, and you don't have to be in our business to love this book. All you have to do is know the names that you've worked with, which, by the way, is everybody. Let's go to the short list. Has there ever been somebody you didn't work with?
Two presidents. Yeah, we worked with a lot of people because we covered a lot of territory. And the thing was, I had fun writing it, dictating it, because we went through a whole lot of memories and then went back over it and excluded all of the stories that I shouldn't tell. So that would be an episode for another book.
Another book. Did you ever work with Elvis? I didn't find that name in the book.
Yes, we did. And one time, Barbara Eden was working at Ciro's in the chorus, and when she was Barbara Hoffman. And I got a call one night, this was Elvis Presley. And I went, whoa. He said, I'd like to take your girl that's working for you out on a date. Would that be okay? So I said, yeah, that'd be fine. I don't know why you're asking me. Anyhow, they went out on a date, and Barbara never filled me in on what happened with the date. But that was my only encounter with Elvis.
Well, I tell you, though, you made up with everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get this book, and by the way, let me give you the name of it. It's called Still Laughing, A Life in Comedy, from the creator of Laugh-In, along with Real People, and 18.2 billion other shows that he's done.
It's been a long and suspicious career. I had a good time.
Can I tell everybody that you're 93 years old? I guess I just did.
I guess you just did, didn't you? Well, yeah. Nobody ever thought I would live this long, including me. But it looks like I'm going to make it. I'm trying to go for 102.
Anything I can do to help?
Okay, yeah. Let's keep this interview going as long as possible.
Okay.
The thing was, I decided when they wanted me to write a book, right, and it said I'd done my first book and next year I'm going to read another one, I decided to just tell the happy, funny moments. There's so much out there that makes us unhappy and worried, and so the book is just my happy memories of a long and suspicious career.
And a very brilliant one, too. The man is brilliant. Come a long way since the seventh grade play of Jack and the Beanstalk.
When that chick came down the ladder and that chicken dropped things all over my tunic. And that's what got me into comedy. I realized the audience, when I was doing it, I was just in grade school, and I'm playing the giant. And when I heard the laugh that the chicken poop on my tunic got, I think that's when I decided to go into comedy.
I've asked a lot of people. Mr. Sinatra is one. Paul Anka. How do these ideas come to you? Because as you read the book, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out that whenever George Schlatter gets into a jam producing a hit show with hit A1 guests, something goes wrong, and he finds the solution in a New York heartbeat. How do you do that?
Well, because we look at life two ways. It's good or it's bad. And it's bad or it's funny. And in almost everything that you do, there is the element of humor. And if you can find that, then you live a happy life. You know, I've had some ups and downs, and I just don't write about the downs.
Yeah, that's a good career move. Invented the Lounge Act in Vegas, which was, of course, very, very popular, and worked, as we talked just before on the air, your wife, the lovely Jolene, who you see in Gunsmoke and a lot of other shows, worked very close to another comedic genius, Ernie Kovacs.
Yes, I loved Ernie. We had more fun with Ernie. Ernie offstage was a very serious fella, but when he got on stage, he was just whimsical, and he never told Jolene what she was going to do. She just showed up, and they started taping, and Jolene was good at improvisation, too. And here was this gorgeous girl working with this absolute wacko comedian, and boy, did they have fun. And I treasure those shows. They're real collector's items.
Oh, they are. And I remember the day he passed away in that automobile crash, like it was yesterday.
Jolene was pregnant with our daughter. And when we heard that Ernie had crashed, doctor said, just put her in bed and leave her there until the baby's born, because it was really a jolt to us. We adored our time with him, and he left much too early. It was sad.
Oh, very sad. Now, you did so many specials in addition to laughing. Of course, everybody, when they hear George Schlatter...
How much time do you have here?
Yeah.
It does seem like I'm three people, doesn't it?
You are. But, you know, you worked specials with Judy Garland, Cher, Red Fox, Jerry Lewis, Muhammad Ali, Frank Sinatra, President, and you had run-ins with all of them. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Encounters I had with presidents, you know, because
yeah.
They never really agreed. But we got Richard Nixon to say sock it to me, which I think was my major career achievement. And he didn't know. He said, you know, this comedy is new to me. Just sock it to me. Yeah, that'd be fine, Mr. Nixon. We got it, and we raced down the hall and put it in the next show. People could not believe that Richard Nixon was on a comedy show. Little did we know then that he belonged on a comedy show. You know?
And little did Hubert Humphrey know the mistake he made when he didn't want to go on the comedy show.
It's true. He didn't want to do it. He said that may have cost him the election,
yeah.
You know. But those guys are often not understood. In order to get where they got, they have to have some sense of humor. A sense of humor is our survival kit. In most situations, if you can laugh at it, the pain goes away. Unfortunately, with Nixon, it didn't happen that way. But my advisors all told me, do not discuss politics. And I said, if I didn't discuss politics, we'd still be living in the valley.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Most of my problems have come from my involvement in the hierarchy. Deserve it.
The first network show that you did under your direction, of course, was Real People, was kind of twist on the news. But this laughing, I told you this the other day when we talked on the phone. Every night at 10 o'clock on a MeTV cable channel, I watch Laugh It. It works just as well today, except for the news, which is now coming true that you talked about in 20 years from then. It's a great show. But a gentleman by the name of Howard Bingham. Tell me that story, George.
What story? Howard Bingham?
Yeah.
He was very close to Muhammad Ali, and he got us Muhammad. I said, we want him to do a comedy show, and Ali was a wonderful friend and a wonderful guy. Bingham was a great photographer, you know, he knew all the stars. So he became a large part of our collection. When you see the collection that's in that book, realize what Bingham and others, the enormous contribution they made to my success and overlooking my... overlooking my failures. Because if you read the book carefully, you'll see in there are a number of my suspicious accomplishments, you know?
You know, and to tell you something, that's the amazing part. You know, you always said the suits, they would never deal with you because they had no brains. I love the quote, though, that you had in there about Red Fox, where they said they didn't want to put Red Fox's special on the air because if it was a hit, didn't know how to cancel it. That's the mentality of what you had to work with.
It was it, and it became in living color.
Yeah, right.
The weigh-in. I loved that show so much, and it got such an enormous reaction when it went on the air. The network said they could never cancel it. So I sent it to the weigh-ins, and it became in living color, and I'm proud of their success. See, because racially, we've got to understand that so much of our humor comes out of minorities. I kind of have enjoyed that, both the Mexican people and Spanish people and presidents. And see, the underdog is the source of more fun, more humor, because they're trying to survive. And I consider myself a comedic underdog.
Well, it took a lot of bravery to deal with Red Fox. I know that was difficult, especially from a contract standpoint. I never really understood how anybody could go into the lion's den of Jerry Lewis, and you did. Boy, I tell you, you had to be one brave and confident individual to do that, and you did it successfully.
Jerry was brilliant. He was brilliant. He was difficult, and but he was brilliant, and he was a wonderful musician, and he sang, he danced, he did everything, but he was troubled. Dean was a puppy. He was a play toy. He had so much fun, and we also shared a lot of great memories with Dean.
But Jerry wasn't as tough as the chimps, and we'll get into that a little later on.
Jerry was difficult because he was so enormously talented and had a minimum attention span, and when you looked at Jerry Lewis, you saw genius at work. All you had to do was give him something to stumble over, and he became helpless and hopeless.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Well, you brought it out of him on that 25th anniversary of the MDA. We're going to pause for a second. My very special guest is a genius and at the same time a crazy man. He takes that and embraces that reputation because he is just that. He's a genius. And the book is called Still Laughing, A Life in Comedy. It's out in hardcover right now. It is a perfect gift for Christmas. My friends, you got to read this book.
Hey, thank you.
George Schlatter and myself will return with more with Ron Segi today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We're back. All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. My very special guest, and I mean that sincerely, is a man of many hats that he has worn in the show business arena, and he's worn them with great pride, respect from everybody that he's worked with, and he has worked with everybody. The book is called Still Laughing, A Life in Comedy. My friends, if you want a great Christmas idea, this is it. And believe me when I tell you, you don't have to be a fan of show business. I think everybody is. But you really will enjoy these stories about everything, plus the creation of laughing.
Thank you.
I think this should be made into a movie, George. I really do. I swear, I'm not saying that for talks.
We are editing together excerpts and moments from this long career, and it's about 2 hours of celebrities and funny moments, because most of my life, a lot of my life has dealt with failures, and those are some of the funniest moments.
Well, George, if you ever need somebody to narrate it, I'll throw my hat in the ring, and I'll do it per gratis because of how I feel about you. I really am amazed at what you have done. I mean that sincerely.
First of all, I love your voice, I love your intelligence, and I love most of all the offer to do it for gratis. That looms large in my head.
That was always my close, why I never made any money. You know, hey, I'll do that for nothing. Okay, you're good. Keep that in mind, my friend.
Well, you've been very successful at it. That's why I enjoy our chat.
Please,
and I'm
great.
Delighted to be invited back, you know?
You know, I remember after we used to do the nationally syndicated television show, Next Big Star, that was Ed McMahon's follow-up to Star Search, where, of course, you know that I was the announcer for that show, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where a whole court with Ed, yourself, me, a couple other people from the production of Next Big Star.
Yes.
My most memorable experience was losing all my per diem money at the blackjack table standing next to you and then having to face my wife when she said, where you been? And I said, well, I was at a blackjack table with George Schlatter and Ed McMahon. She says, did you get the per diem money? I said, we need to have a talk about that per diem money.
See, right there, that's a big disappointment and a disaster and a failure. Still, the humor in that is looms, because there you were. McMahon was an adventure, too, you know. Look at losing your per diem money as one of life's hurdles. You've developed some humor. You can find humor anywhere.
Yes.
You know, if you don't believe that, you ought to see me on a ski slope anyway.
The only person that never found humor in that was my wife. She just holds that against me every time I go someplace. Don't lose your per diem money.
Just cherish anything that causes your wife to hold something against you, you know, because that's worthwhile. So how long have you been married?
I've been married 50 years. You spoke to my wife before we went on the air. I met her when she was very young. I was doing a record hop as a disc jockey, and she came up to me and gave me my sunglasses that was left in a car and gave them to me. We've been together ever since. You have to have something in common, you know, George? And after 50 years of marriage, of knowing each other, we both love me, and I think that is probably the most common denominator we have.
You share a love of you. That's pretty good. You know, that's a reason for a marriage to survive.
Absolutely. You write in the book that Dick and Dan didn't get along, sometimes never even talked to each other, and the camera wasn't on. You never know that by watching it. How did you have to go around that hurdle?
They were one of the best nightclub acts ever. They just were not close friends. The original format for Laugh-In had no host. It was just supposed to happen in these lightning-fast bursts of comedy. And the network said we had to have a host. So we went to Dan and Dick, who had done a show with Edie Adams when Ernie Kovacs died. I did her series. So we went to them, and they worked perfectly because they wore suits. They were older. There was a conflict, friction between the two of them. Once the show was over, they never really got together off camera. They were just not close friends, but that sure did work on camera. And so Dan and Dick made an enormous contribution, which would never have happened had I not been told by the network I had to have hosts. They were great, but they were not close friends.
You stood up to all of these talents. You stood up to the challenges of working with Judy Garland. Cher was a trip you talk about in the book. When they played the star role, you played, come down to earth, everybody. I don't care what your name is, how big your marquee is. Let's come down to earth. And you did that with some very tough people from the standpoint of egos.
Well, the interesting thing is when we were doing Laugh-In, nobody knew what it was because they put it on opposite Lucy and Eight Is Enough because they had nothing to put in there. They couldn't get a rating at all, so they let me do this one thing as an adventure. But we had no money and nobody knew who we were. And so to get guest stars, we would stop people in the hall as they were leaving the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. We would get them in the hall and talk to them. Like John Wayne said, I'm not going to do that show, that crazy people. I don't want... We put that on the air. So we put our refusals became our guest star list. And that, again, setback. In every setback, you can find humor and you can find the reverse side of setback, which is success. I got very lucky with a lot of my big failures.
Well, Perry Como was also a person that didn't want to do it, and you ended up putting his outtake on there. The other one I really thought was pretty clever. When you made Dan do a number that he couldn't sing, he got bent out of shape because you used it. He said to you, George, you screwed up my chance to be on Broadway as a singer. And he was serious.
I know it, but I found humor in that. Dan was really a very intelligent, intellectual man, you know. But we did try to do a musical number with Dan, which he screwed up so badly that it was hysterical. And I put that on the air, and he was not happy with having his singing failures exhibited the way we did. There was fun in that. Look at the other side. Everything that feels painful, everything that feels like a failure, everything that feels ugly has a funny side to it. And that's what bought our house in Beverly Hills.
Good point there. And by the way, the book is an easy read because its format is terrific. It's chapters within a chapter, and that is really a great reading.
You got it. You read it, didn't you?
Oh, no. I read the whole thing.
And by the way, Cher did not realize that this woman was not only a great singer, she just did the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they did a documentary about her life. And I had more laughs with Cher. You cannot imagine it. But when he was going to do the show, and they hadn't seen the show yet, before it went on the air, one of the guest stars was Sonny and Cher. She came on, and Sonny went through the script and realized there was not going to be any musical numbers. He did not know, because nobody had seen the show yet. So he said, where's Cher's song? And I went, oh, Cher's song. So I said to Billy Barnes, Billy, you know, where's Cher's song? Billy looked at me, having recognized the fact we weren't going to do any straight songs. And so I said, you know, the Mountie number. And Billy Barnes, who was a genius,
right,
looked at me, had never heard the words Mountie number. Anyhow, he went off stage, came back in 15 minutes with a Mountie number for Cher. We started the relationship I had with her. I adore that woman. We had a lot of laughs.
She called you Hammer, too.
By my less than gentle ways of convincing Cher and other performers to work, it caused Cher to call me the Hammer. She said, okay, Hammer. And she would spend more time with a manicure, so I called her Nails. So it was Hammer and Nails.
Oh,
I adore that woman, and I'm proud of my relationship with her.
And, of course, you had a great relationship with Sonny. You had a couple of practical jokes.
We went to dinner, and Sonny said, George, I left my wallet at the house. Can you loan me that? Sure. So we stood in the grocery store, and I auctioned off Sonny Bono autographs to pay for his groceries. He didn't think that was too funny, but I was hysterical. Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny Bono, here we go. For each autograph, we get $2. So I thought it was funny until 2 days later when Sonny had delivered 6 antique barbershop chairs. You cannot imagine what they weighed and how big they were, and he put them all on my front lawn. I thought it was funny until I had to find a place to put those 6 barbershop chairs. But Sonny and Cher were adventures, and I had great fun with Cher. Man, she's still an exciting, exciting lady, and I love her. I'm just sending her a note recounting some of our adventures. Crazy about that woman.
And she respected you like crazy once you stood up to her. And legendary TV producer George Schlatter and I will be right back with more on Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. According to Israel, as of Friday, there are 136 hostages in Gaza, including 119 men and 17 women and children, as reported by military spokesperson Daniel Haggerty. A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Tursak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to a Mexican mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're back with another segment with our legendary guest this week, TV producer George Slaughter. And when you think back of all the television producers that really changed TV, you have to consider the likes of Desi Arnaz back in the 1950s with his live three-camera film technique that changed television forever. You have to give credit to a man we had on a couple of weeks ago who changed how you handle very touchy social subjects, that being Norman Lear. And of course, you can't leave out a man who not only produced a show that changed the style of television back in the mid-60s and then went on to produce so many great specials with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Stevie Wonder, Sammy Davis Jr. The list is endless. This man has so many successful hours of network programming that he produced. It's staggering. And he knew and worked with everybody. But you know what? He's still working. And that's my friend, George Slaughter. George, you know, when I called your house the other day to ask you to be on the show, Jolene said to me, call the office, he's there working. George, 93 years old, you go into the office every day, you're like the Energizer Bunny.
The interesting thing is, out of problems, out of failures, out of trouble, comes humor. If we realize that there is a funny side to almost every problem we have had now, or we will have in the future, can be helped. It's the panacea. It's the Novocaine of life is humor.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right.
So I've been able to focus on that and stay married for 65 years to the most wonderful girl in the world, you know?
You defuse everybody that in a room of tension, and that's the key. Smother them with kindness, defuse them, and they don't know how to react.
It's a world of tension. You can always find a dark side to everything in life. There's always a dark side. There's always a failure. There's always a disappointment. And if you can focus on the humor in that and realize that the guy that falls down who gets the laughs, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right. I was talking to Tony Danza and Tony Orlando over the weekend, and they said, I have some of them we're going to chat today. He said, boy, tell them we love them, because they both, I know, have worked with you.
I know. I've had great fun with both of those guys. We're super people.
Yeah.
See, some people are just people, and they wander through life aimlessly and hopelessly, right? But the ones who find humor in every aspect, in illness, in failures, in disappointments, there's always a funny side. Focus on that, and you can live to be 93.
No, 102.
Nobody ever thought I would get past 40, you know. And that's why when I wanted to marry Jolene, she said she wouldn't marry me because she said I'd be dead before I was 30 because of some of the questionable relationships I had when I was working in Las Vegas.
Right.
And so I said, I'll lose all of those people. She said, you'll never get rid of them. Anyway, I did, and they're all gone now. So, and I'm safe. I didn't go to jail. I didn't get shot at or anything. So I survived my many, many disappointments and my failures, and have enjoyed a wonderful life with a wonderful life.
Yeah, great life you've had. When I was talking to Tony, he was telling me how intimidated he was to go up and dance after Gregory Hines and Sammy Davis did. So I went back and I watched this morning. I watched the whole show, 2-hour show. I watched it on YouTube. What a great performance.
Hey, with Tony Danza dancing with Greg Hines, he was very upset. He said, you want me what? Because Tony was a tap dancer.
Yeah.
So we had him follow Gregory Hines. It was quite an event because at that point, Gregory Hines was also very nervous. It was for Sammy Davis. It was Sammy Davis' anniversary show. So I told Gregory, I said, when you finish your number, give him the shoes. I put his Sammy shoes under the chair.
Right.
And so Greg says, I can't do that. I said, you do that or I'll come out and punch you. So anyway, I showed the shoes, and when the audience saw those shoes, they went crazy. And Sammy got up and said to Greg, you want to do a little shine on your shoes. Sammy said, make it easy on yourself. And they got up and did a challenge tap dance. And that's part of my favorite, one of my favorite memories was that moment with Greg Hines and Sammy Davis.
And then Greg kissed his shoes.
Then Greg fell on his knees, kissed Sammy's shoes. Wow. Then if I have to pick one moment, and there have been a number of moments, but that's one of my favorites.
I actually brought a tear to my eye when I saw it. It really did. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sammy's part of my adventure from here. I mean, he was just a very, very young performer. We booked him on a show with Janice Page, who was a top star in Broadway. So we were doing the special. She was the star and supposed to do, you know, her act. And Sammy was supposed to do like 10 minutes. And they opened at Ciro's, and Sammy looked out and saw this star-studded audience and went crazy. He did an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
The adventures I had with Sammy were just endless.
Well, I know how he felt about you after what you did for him.
We did a lot. Strange, you know, I guess at this age you should have some memorable events. I've had a few. I've had some successes. But I think I had as many laughs, some of my failures, which have been numerous and quite noteworthy.
A tremendous attitude, really. George, did you ever come back down to Florida? The last time we were together, I think, was here in Florida.
Yep. I'm not allowed to go to Florida too often. I think it's something to do with their curfew laws.
I read about that.
Early life was in saloons and up in Vegas, and I never went to bed before 2 o'clock. So I love Florida because it stayed open late.
Well, I don't know if they stayed open or everybody was just comatose. I don't know what the real deal was.
I think it's the version of both, right? But the weather down there is unpredictable, which in itself causes great mirth.
Well, I'm going to be out on the West Coast after the first of the year, and I would love to get together with you and break bread. I tell you something, and I mean it sincerely. When I first started doing a talk show, because my background is in the music radio.
Your voice is great. It should be, yeah.
Well, thank you. And I'll do that free. Don't forget, I will do that for free.
Well, the price is right.
You know, even if the voice is no good, the guy can't beat the price, you know? Yeah, you get a lot of syrupy when you talk to, you know, the legends, Milton Berle, Bob Hope. I kind of get that way with you, George. I respect you very much. You are a massive talent. And I always say that the three people that really changed television was probably Desi Arnaz, Norman Lear, and George Schlatter, because you brought to television what everybody said, that ain't going to work. And it worked. And it still works.
Thank you. But it was, it's adversity. Adversity. Look at the dark side and you'll find some humor. And that's what happened, because there was no way laughing was going to work. It was in a disastrous time period. We had no money. Dan and Dick were not that well known. And putting that on the air, presenting our problems as the answer, made it work. That's what we did with the book. I had to, you know what, with that book, the book was so unusual because it was not a tell-all book. It was tell just what's funny.
Right.
And so as a result, I had to publish the book myself and pay to publish the book. And when they finally read the results, they agreed that it was good and it sold a lot of books. But to get it done, I had to finance it myself because it was that unusual to tell a book of just funny stories about a grade school dropout, you know?
Well, you know, the suits in broadcasting are the same suits in the publishing company, George, so it's easy to understand that. But there's only one regret I have in my life. I regret that I didn't stand next to you at the urinal near the Burbank Studios and got the job that Gary Owens got. Gosh darn it.
That was Gary Owens, standing in the men's room at the urinals. I said, hi, Gary. He says, well, hello, the acoustics in here are wonderful. I said, that's what I want to do. He said, do you want to stand in the urinal? I said, no, I want to use that voice. And that's how Gary Owens got his job as the straight announcer on Laugh-In, standing in the men's room. But see, accident. We've got to look at accident as an opportunity. And that was with Gary Owens.
Yeah.
Gary could not work other than like at 8 o'clock in the morning because he had a disc jockey job.
Right.
But we brought him in, and that's why he was the straight announcer.
Yeah.
And that voice was great. We got one really, really straight guy. See, again, I focus on it all of the time. You look at each setback as an opportunity rather than a disappointment, and you can have fun. Well, I have had a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Not all of it was funny at the time, but it was made to be funny.
What a life. And the sirens are on now. They're coming after you already, George. You know, that's a pretty
good... They're playing my music.
Hey, George, you have to do me a favor. You got to come back anytime.
As far as my bow music, I like that. What a great end to this one.
I'm proud to call you a friend, and I'm so glad that the book is out right now. Again, the book is Still Laughing, A Life in Comedy, the creator of Laugh-In and so many other great television presentations, one of the great producers and promoters and talent people that are in our business, and 93 years old, still working strong, and respect him immensely. George, thank you so much for doing this, my friend.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed this interview. Let's do it again sometime. My second 93 years, we'll do another interview.
Okay, that's exactly
fun.
Yeah, because we got a long time to 102, so you know we'll talk at 94.
Okay. I'm one of your biggest fans. Stay warm.
That's a nice compliment, George. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. This was great. You're the best.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Is an enormous compliment
because you have done the research, you read the book, and you're fun to talk to. Thank you.
And George, I don't know if you know this or not, but since we last worked together, I formed a 15-piece orchestra that I tour with.
Wow. But to tour with a 15-piece orchestra is an awesome accomplishment, unless it's an all-girl orchestra, but that would be okay. Well, now, when you're going to be in Los Angeles, please give me a call. Drop by the office. We'll get together, because I'd love to sit down and have a chat. It'd be great fun. You're wonderful. Please stop in.
Don't lose those olives on those dirty martinis.
That's why I walk around with my head tilted back, so I won't spill any. That's good. But anyhow, I love talking to you. It was one of my favorite interviews.
Thanks, George. That's very kind, and I look forward to seeing you in a few months, okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
George Slaughter has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite. com. That's Extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and this is the lifestyle portion of today's show. Our next guest comes at a very appropriate time, the holidays, and he's going to shed light on something that has been with us for many, many years. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Neuroscience Education Institute and the Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Sunny Upstate Medical University. Dr. Andrew Cutler is here. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Great to be here.
Doctor, let's talk about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, this is something that affects 17 million children and adults in the United States. I didn't realize that it was something that went into adulthood. I always thought that people with that kind of a problem outgrow it, but apparently they don't. And this time of the year is very sensitive to them. Explain why, Doctor.
Well, you're absolutely right that this is a highly genetic condition. It affects a good chunk of people, as many as 8 to 10% of the population. And new research says over 90% of the time it does persist into adulthood. But, of course, the symptoms can change. It can look a little different, and adults can develop coping strategies to minimize the effects. But during the holidays, it's difficult for all of us. We know it's stressful for everybody. But if you have this condition, you're going to have trouble with paying attention, with staying focused, being organized, remembering things, losing things. These are all problems during the holidays, and also problems with controlling your behavior and your emotions. So relationships and handling stress can be very difficult. We are getting out of our routines during the holidays. You might have a break from school or work. There's a lot more chaos, more people around, more chores. You've got to go shopping and deal with traffic and crowds. So it's really stressful for some people with ADHD.
And the problem is there's two victims, the person who has it and the families or friends around that individual.
That's true. That is 100% true. And it can affect all relationships, and it can affect you all throughout the day with everything that you have to do. So it's important, first of all, to realize it's not this person's fault, okay? This is, as I said, something you're probably born with. It's a real wiring issue in the brain. And so you want to try to be understanding of the person and realize they may have more trouble during this time of year, and it can create stress on family and friends around the person.
Can it be cured or just treated?
Unfortunately, no, we can't cure this. It's kind of like diabetes, where you would take insulin and manage your lifestyle, diet, and exercise. Medication can be extremely effective. Also, other types of things we do along with the medicine. But medicines that are very effective include stimulant medications. I'm partnering today with a company called Corium to talk about a specific medicine called Astaris. This is a medicine that has a unique combination of immediate-release stimulant, which gets those symptoms under control early in the day, and then a prodrug, which gives you extended smooth release throughout the day because the symptoms can last all day long, and then you get a gradual offset later in the day without a crash or a rebound. Now, no medicine works for everybody, so you want to talk to your healthcare provider and see if Astaris or another medicine might be appropriate for you, and there's always risks and side effects. So Astaris has a bolded box warning around the potential for abuse, misuse, and addiction. Potential side effects include cardiovascular, so you monitor blood pressure and heart rate, gastrointestinal, neurologic, monitor height and growth in kids. And again, talk to your healthcare provider for more information and to see if this is an option for you. There is a website I recommend called Astaris.com. That's Astaris.com. And there's a great national organization called CHAD, and that's CHADD.org.
We want everybody who has somebody that they're related to or in the company of to have some kind of understanding when this is happening to them because it's not their fault. Doctor, again, thank you for joining us. Please come back and join us again to address this issue. It's serious stuff, 12 months out of the year, not just during the holidays.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Our guest has been Dr. Andrew Cutler. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Neuroscience Education Institute and the Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Sunny Upstate Medical University. And continuing with our lifestyle segment, we go from Dr. Cutler to a lady who knows her stuff when it comes to motorcycles and motorcycle safety. And joining us right now is the Safety Foundation rider coach and motorcycle safety expert, Andrea Yu. Hi, Andrea. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me again.
According to the Motorcycle Industry Council, motorcycle sales across the board are up 25% from 2019. What do you attribute the upswing to?
Motorcycle riding is so much fun, and people are really getting to understand that not only is it a great way to commute because it could really save you on fuel, but it's just a fun way to recreate, and people just love being able to ride to the trail, just explore more.
It's kind of a social thing, is it not?
Absolutely. Motorcycling is so interesting because it's a social sport, but it's also something you experience by yourself. I may go on a group ride with three of my friends, we each enjoy our own ride, you know, because you're in your own helmet and you're just doing your own thing. But then at the end of the ride, we stop for coffee and we just chat over things that we saw and how much fun it was.
That feeling of the wind in your face and in your hair, and I can appreciate that feeling. Where do I start?
Since it's around the holidays, you know, I always say one of the best gifts you can give is one that keeps on giving, which is a training class. Because once you learn a new skill, it can stay with you for life. So off-road dirt bike classes for people with little or no experience. Kind of Google in your state motorcycle classes in whatever state you're at, and those are great ways to get started. For people with more experience, too, there's also track days or adventure bike classes. Folks can go to ridewithus.com as well for more information on training or how to find a training site near you.
This time of the year is perfect, though, because you can give all kinds of accessories. I mean, there are a bazillion things you can give somebody. Stuff for the bike, helmets, saddlebags, anything. I mean, it's fantastic. But let's talk about the safety, because this is the one area that I think people are a little in the gray area. There are the bikers who absolutely wear all the right gear. Then there are the ones that don't do it. Those are the ones that are in a really sad situation as far as safety is concerned.
I always like to wear all the proper gear. Safety has also come a long way because there's so much gear out there that just looks really cool, like very fashionable to wear and to ride in. And there's also a lot of new tech in there, too. For example, a lot of new helmets, like not only do they protect your head, number one, but they come with Bluetooth. So they have built-in speaker, built-in microphone. And this way, you know, you can stay connected with your friends, you can stay connected with people at home, or they can stay connected with you, you know.
Now, the Motorcycle Industry Council and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, what are some of the things that they offer? I know the classes are absolutely important. Are they mandatory, or is it an optional thing?
It really depends on the state for the class. Check the DMV website in your state to see what's required, a road test at your DMV. But the best thing to do, check the DMV. I always say take a class. You learn so much.
Right.
So much in a class, not just how to operate the motorcycle, but just smart street riding strategies. So, yeah, again, ridewithus.com. It has links to the Motorcycle Safety Foundation website as well.
Motorcycle Safety Foundation rider coach, motorcycle safety expert, Andrea Yu, talking about motorcycles, all the accessories, and the fun of going out on the open road with the air in your face and the world at your feet. Andrea, we got to get together one of these days. You got to tell me what to do. That's probably the first place we should start. Andrea, thanks for joining us, and look forward to your return, okay?
Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you. Andrea Yu has been our guest. And that, my friends, wraps up our lifestyle portion of the show this week, and I'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today, all across the USA and around the world.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That's a wrap for Ron Sedgy today, and we hope that you've enjoyed the last 2 hours, and I want to thank you and our guests for being part of it. And our guests include singer Mark Lindsay, from the Bard Rescue, John Taffer, Carter Osterhaus, who hosts ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight, and Derek Huff, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars. Also want to thank a legendary television producer, 93 years old, with a new book out called Still Laughing, George Schlatter, and also Dr. Andrew Cutler and Andrea Yu. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I hope you have blue skies and green lights.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.